From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Full moon out there. Be careful. Next hour, prepare for the landings. Are you ready? Well, here's what's happening. A climate change study that projected an increase in temperature and massive worldwide food shortages in the next decade apparently was seriously flawed, according to scientists. The study was posted on the website of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and was written about numerous international news agencies. It was later retracted as experts cited numerous errors in its approach. Well, get this, an astronaut who crashed his bicycle over the weekend won't be taking part in Space Shuttle Discovery's final voyage next month. Astronaut Timothy Kopra suffered unspecified injuries in the accident Saturday, just 1.5 months before Discovery's planned liftoff. He is recuperating on an indefinite sick leave. He's not going up. Healthy people may derive no benefit from taking cholesterol-lowering statins, according to a review of previous studies. The report concluded that statins reduced death rates, but it said that there was no evidence to justify their use in people at low risk of developing heart disease. The British Heart Foundation said the benefits of prescribing statins for those people was unclear. Millions of people in the United Kingdom, for example, take statins, in the U.S. as well, which reduce the risk of heart attacks and stroke by lowering the level of cholesterol in the blood. They are available both on prescription and in low doses over the counter in some pharmacies. A former Swiss banker who said he gave WikiLeaks details of rich tax evaders, he's been found guilty of breaching Switzerland's strict bank secrecy laws. A judge in Zurich did so, even though the leaked documents referred to accounts in the Cayman Islands. The judge fined Rudolf Elmer $6,000, but he rejected the prosecution's demands to give him an 8-month prison sentence. He got off pretty cheap, though. The Obama administration is preparing once again to allow Mexican trucks to roam freely on U.S. roads under the auspices of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, with or without the approval of Congress. In a moment, Jerry Corsi will be with us to tell us what this all means. Builders began work on fewer homes than projected in December, a sign that the industry that triggered the recession continued to struggle more than a year into the U.S. economic recovery. Housing starts fell by 4.3%, the lowest level since October of 2009. Our registered investment advisor, Mish Shedlock, on with us here. Well, no recovery yet here, Mish.
No recovery, but this is part of the bottoming process. Look at housing completions, though. We are down 17% over 2009. The previous record low, we did 703,000 units. The previous record low was 1.2 million all the way back in 1982. Wow. Think about that in population adjusted terms, our population now, and we're already back to 1982 levels. Interesting news out of Vallejo, California today. I don't know if you saw that. A bankruptcy plan, Vallejo submitted a bankruptcy plan giving creditors 5 to 20 cents on the dollar for, we're going to have a big municipal bond failure here coming up. It'll be interesting to see if other cities follow suit. I expect they will. Back to housing for one more second. Again, this is part of the bottoming process. People are going to look at this and be horrified, but we need to see this so that we can clear out all of these foreclosures, all of these houses on the books of banks, part of the bottoming process. I think we bottom within a couple of years. First good news out of housing you've heard from me for a while.
Really? Even though it looks bad, you're saying it's good stuff.
This is part of the process that we need to do to clear the inventories. You know, we bailed out the banks. We shouldn't have done that. We offered all of these programs to home builders to keep building houses. Fortunately, we stopped those programs now. Maybe we can clear out some of this backlog. I expect within a couple of years, home building, not home prices, will start adding to GDP instead of taking away GDP.
Okay, thanks, Mish. Nintendo has announced that it will begin selling the new Nintendo 3DS handheld gaming device on March 27th, and that it will carry a price tag of a little under $250. The gadget will not only play video games in 3D without requiring users to wear special glasses, it will also enable you to take 3D photographs and display them on the screen. More than 30 games, they say, will be available to Nintendo 3DS owners between the launch date and early June. That's our latest in technology for the day. Okay, up next, what's happening here? Mexican trucks will be allowed to freely roam throughout the United States. What does this mean for terrorism and everything else? Jerry Corsi, our guest, in just a moment to explain all this. Later when we take calls, I specifically want you truck drivers to check in with us and tell us what you think about all this. Jerry Corsi next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Now, on the face of it, you might say, you know, all right, so how does this story of Mexican trucks roaming freely throughout the United States, how will that affect us? Well, you're going to find out in a moment. Jerry Corsi with us, received his PhD from Harvard University in political science. He has written many books and articles, The Obama Nation, The Minutemen, The Showdown with Nuclear Iran, you name it, Black Gold, Stranglehold, The Late Great USA. He also writes for World Net Daily and has his newsletter, Red Alert, which is free, by the way. Here's Jerry Corsi back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm great, George. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Explain, if you would, first of all, this Mexican truck situation, allowing them to roam freely through the U.S. Where do we stand?
Well, it right now has been blocked. First of all, there's been a continuing debate since NAFTA was signed. It goes back to the 90s. Where we had agreed that Mexican trucks could operate their long-haul rigs freely throughout the United States. That's part of the agreement in NAFTA. It's always been blocked since the 90s because of the problems with Mexican trucks not operating according to U.S. standards of safety, different operation requirements for drivers, different training requirements, different problems with language, Mexican drivers not being proficient in English. The most current is that in March 2009, President Obama signed the $410 billion omnibus funding bill, and that included provisions that took the money away from the Department of Transportation to run the Mexican truck demonstration project that had been in operation under President Bush.
Okay.
And the most current is that now, what's appeared on the internet, and the Obama administration has made it very clear that the Obama administration intends to revive this whole idea of a Mexican truck demonstration project. There's a concept paper in the Department of Transportation website. Even today, U.S. representatives from the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Trade Administrator's office were in Mexico negotiating with Mexico the opening of the U.S. borders to Mexican trucks to operate anywhere in the United States.
Uninspected, right?
Well, there's supposed to be, there's always been some inspection requirements by the Department of Transportation, George, but the problem is there's never been any way to implement reliably those inspection procedures. I mean, are we going to send a Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administrator, FMCSA inspectors down to Mexico and expect Mexican trucks and drivers to submit to U.S. inspection? We tried that in the Bush administration, and all we found was the trucks were out of compliance. They had any number of safety violations, brakes, lights, I mean, you name it. And the violations were noticed but rarely fixed. And yet the trucks were still allowed often to operate within the United States by FMCSA and the Department of Transportation.
Are you more concerned about the safety of the truck, Jerry, or are you concerned about what's in those trucks?
Both, George, because the history is that Mexico right now is a drug cartel-controlled country. There's a drug war going on in Mexico, and there's any number of instances. I've researched this and reported in WND. In fact, when I wrote The Late Great USA or America for Sale, two books, I documented again Mexican trucks bringing in to the United States drugs, various kinds of illegal contraband, often even human beings being smuggled in trucks, but certainly drugs. And the other thing I think I'm very concerned about, George, is that really if we cut to the bottom of what this agenda is, there's a determination here, and
Bush administration and now the Obama administration to say to Mexican trucks, even though they operate much more cheaply, this is going to undercut the U.S. truck driver at a time when our economy is struggling and we need jobs. And I've always suspected that part of the motivation has been multinational corporations wanting to get Mexican trucks to operate, often to bring in cheap Chinese goods from these Mexican ports operating on the Pacific, like Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla, which are, by the way, operated by the communist Chinese.
Huh.
Hutchison Ports operates from China, operates
okay.
those Mexican ports.
Now, what has been happening to date? I mean, are Mexican trucks coming into this country now? What's going on?
On a limited basis, we have a commercial zone about 20 miles into the United States in which the Department of Transportation allows Mexican long-haul rigs to bring goods into the United States, but then they have to be handed off to a U.S. rig. And so Mexican trucks are not now permitted to go throughout the United States.
Do they dump the trailer and then a U.S. rig picks it up and takes it, or do they unload it?
Typically unload it and let the Mexican rig go back entirely to Mexico. They're brought to terminals and the goods are exchanged.
I see. All right.
And repacked and then transported within the United States. The trucks are not really, they don't want the truck trailers allowed in the United States either because, again, of different standards, different problems with maintenance. But right now, the argument in the last Congress under the Bush administration, under the 111th Congress, and I attended many of the hearings in Washington, D.C. I went and covered them, reported on them directly. I remember one very famous hearing where Mary Peters, who was then the Department of Transportation Secretary under George Bush, was being questioned by Senator Byron Dorgan of the Dakotas, South Dakota, I believe, or North Dakota, rather. And he was a strong opponent of the Mexican trucks coming into the United States. And Mary Peters testified that the Department of Transportation was allowing Mexican truck drivers to take their English proficiency exam in Spanish. It was incredible. Senator Dorgan said, how is this possible? Well, Mary Peters said, well, we show the Mexican truck drivers street signs and markings from the United States, and if they can tell us in Spanish what those street signs mean, the Department of Transportation was declaring the Mexican truck drivers were proficient in English.
Now, Jerry, the Teamsters Union supported Barack Obama in the 2008 presidential election. They can't be too happy with this situation now.
It's really a slap in the face to the Teamsters Union and the other unions, the OIDA, the Owner-Operated Independent Driver Association. These are groups that worked hard for Barack Obama. A lot of money was contributed by the union movement as a whole. And here Barack Obama is just turning his back on the truck drivers of the United States and saying Mexican drivers are going to come into the United States. And it really does what Barack Obama predicted I would do. Barack Obama campaigned that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. And if you remember, during the 2008 campaign, when Austin Goolsbee, one of Barack Obama's economic consultants, told the media, went to Canada and said to Canada, don't worry, this is just wink, wink. This is just campaign rhetoric for Michigan and Ohio and places where we need voters. The jobs have been lost in those states to NAFTA. And that came out in the public. Barack Obama, the candidate, fired Austin Goolsbee. Well, guess what? Austin Goolsbee has been back in the White House. He's now head of the Council of Economic Advisors. It was always wink, wink. And Barack Obama is basically turning his back on the U.S. truck driver to allow Mexican rigs to operate freely in the United States within 6 months. Department of Transportation thinks this will be operational within 6 months.
Well, this is what James P. Hoffa, who heads up the Teamsters Union, he's the son, of course, of the late James R. Hoffa, who disappeared in July of 1975. He says, my union will fight against this. We don't like it. We don't believe the U.S. taxpayers should pay to let more Mexican companies depress American workers' wages. Is this a plan to flood U.S. markets with cheap goods even quicker than they're getting in now?
I think so, George. The issue is, you see, if you take a look at the long-range globalist plans, and in my book, America for Sale, I really lay this out. It's one thing to be able to make goods cheaply in China, and the multinational corporations have sent millions of our manufacturing jobs under these trade agreements to China.
But even with cheap goods, you got to factor in a higher shipping cost.
Precisely.
Right? Which balances it a little bit.
And what the idea is, first of all, is to open these ports in Mexico, Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanillo in the Pacific. There's Punta Colonet is being opened in the Baja, all operated by communist China in Mexico. And then with Mexican trucks and Mexican trains coming into these Mexican ports on the Pacific, the idea is you can bypass Los Angeles, where you'd have to use union truck drivers, typically, or rail, you know, the United Transportation Workers of U.S. railroads. Mexican trucks, Mexican trains, cheaper, bring the Chinese goods into the United States, re-engineer the highways. There's been this plan on again, off again, depending upon how much attention it gets from the public for these NAFTA superhighways, like a Trans-Texas Corridor, which is planning a massive new I-35 parallel to the existing I-35, 4 football fields wide.
Now, when you write in WorldNet Daily that this is going to happen with or without the approval of Congress,
right,
is it going to be an executive order? How's it going to get done without the approval of Congress?
Well, I was questioning today. In fact, I got responses today from the Department of Transportation. And here's how it's going to work. First, the Department of Transportation is going to negotiate with Mexico. No Congress involved. They're going to get this concept paper. I linked to it in my WorldNet Daily articles. Approved and negotiated and refined by Mexico is how operationally the pilot test will work. Then they're going to publish those rules in the Federal Register, which the Obama administration can do without Congress. And then if it's needed, if they need money, they're going to come to Congress for the money to do a pilot program. They think they'll run now a pilot program for 3 years. At the end of that, they're going to evaluate the success of the pilot program according to criteria the Obama administration sets up. But it's going to basically be an agreement that the Obama administration directly negotiates with Mexico through the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Trade Office without Congress being involved, and then only coming to Congress in the last minute if money is needed. And possibly the Department of Transportation will be able to find the money in the existing budget and will not need much congressional approval if they need it at all.
That's a strange story, Jerry, indeed, and you're on this. What's new with Red Alert these days?
Red Alert, I've been following in the economics very closely the China trip and this whole issue of our relationship with China. I've been extremely concerned that we're so indebted to China. China's now holding almost $900 billion again of U.S. debt, largely Treasury debt and agency debt, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for instance. And with that much debt to China, China's holding a massive amount of foreign exchange reserves, $2.5 trillion now. No country in the history of the world ever held that much foreign exchange currency.
No,
China wants to replace the dollar on the international markets with the yuan, their currency. And I think there's a plan afoot to ultimately have the International Monetary Fund step forward with their special drawing rights to be the one world currency in international trade. And again, the Obama administration has funded that plan. We've put a couple $100 billion. It was agreed to in the April 2009 G20 meeting in London. President Obama agreed to help fund the International Monetary Fund to create an international currency, special drawing rights, as an alternative to the dollar in international trade.
Well, I got to tell you, Jerry, we're going to have to watch this thing unfold to be sure, because this could be a disaster. I want to open up the phone lines and specifically get the phone calls from truck drivers to get their reaction to this. They just can't be happy about it, Jerry. I can't see it.
Well, it again is a dim future for the U.S. truck driver if we're going to say, ultimately, that the United States roads are open to Mexican trucks at the discretion of the Mexican trucks. Ultimately, those Mexican trucks would be free to compete for hauling goods from U.S. destinations to U.S. destinations. And again, you've got to see that the motivation here is cheaper trucks. operated with Mexican drivers who are paid dramatically less, do not have the same hours and regulations when they operate in Mexico. Mexico does not even have a national computerized system of driver's licenses.
Well, I'm also concerned about the terrorism aspects of this too, Jerry, so stay with us. Or also dirty bombs and everything else that you can just leak through. We're going to take phone calls next with Jerry Corsi on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, prepare for the landings. Michael Elizan joins us along with Aurora Light later on in the program as we talk about Are You Ready? And up next, we'll take your phone calls with Jerry Corsi as we talk about, oh no, here come the Mexican trucks again. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. Jerry, how conceivable is it putting a dirty bomb on one of these trucks and just letting it come through?
Well, I think, George, it's a real risk. If there's not going to be any physical inspection, and certainly under the Bush administration, the whole idea was to get electronic clearance to pass the border. We've also now got the Trusted Traveler program in place, these fast cards. I'm sure the Mexican trucks will be given electronic manifests. The drivers will be given border pass cards under the Trusted Traveler program, and the Mexican rigs will not be opened and inspected physically coming into the United States. So bringing contraband, including dirty bombs of one kind or another, is a very real possibility. Without an in-person inspection process being required for the Mexican trucks.
All right, let's take some calls here. Let's go to John. Truck now Western Slope in Colorado, west of the Rockies. Hi, John. Go ahead.
How you doing, George? Jerry, it's an honor to talk to you guys.
Good.
I just want to state I work for DOT, and despite what U.S. DOT may be saying about allowing the Mexican in here to drive their vehicles on a state level, I know that us and many states, along with the Port of Entry people, which is Department of Revenue, state patrolmen. We're not happy about this at all. You know, you guys are talking about cargo. We look at it more at a public safety standpoint, and the quality of those trucks coming into the United States and not getting inspected and having to go through the same standard guidelines that our trucking industry uses.
Are they that bad? What about the drivers, too?
Well, so. That's just it, too. You know, to get a commercial driver's license here, you know, there's a certain standard that we require. And even when we're driving our own personal vehicles, we're still held to those same high standards as being professionals, as any truck driver you talk to, or at least 99% of them anyway. So, like I said, you know, despite what USDOT and the Obama administration may think this is a good idea, we are strongly against the matter.
All right. Thanks, John, for those comments. You know, our truck drivers go through a pretty rigorous training program, Jerry.
Well, that's right, George. And for instance, let's take a few examples. There's no drug training program in Mexico at all. Our truck drivers in the United States are rigorously drug tested. A few other just very simple issues. Our truck drivers in the United States have to maintain a manifest. They have to contain a log, which in very detailed fashion records where they've been, the hours they've operated. A Mexican driver, is he or she going to maintain a log in Spanish? A state highway patrolman encounters a Mexican rig on the highway. How is that state highway patrolman going to be able to really understand the manifest and the log book of a Mexican truck driver?
He won't unless he reads it. Spanish,
right.
Yeah.
And asking questions. I mean, how proficient are these Spanish drivers going to be? If there's an accident on the road, a U.S. Motorist injured or killed, and here you've got a Spanish driver, how are you going to deal with issues of insurance, filing out accident reports, dealing with an explanation even to the patrolman dealing with the situation of what the accident was about? There's a lot of problems here. Mexican truck drivers do not have the limited hours of operation. They don't have the training. They don't have the same experience or other requirements the Department of Transportation has required U.S. truck drivers to maintain for years.
Let's go to Fred, truck driving in Ohio. First-time caller for Fred. Welcome to the show, Fred. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
I've been driving for a long time, and this is really just a point to what our government's been doing for a while now. I mean, how are we supposed to? We have to put up with an HOS, which is an hours of service. We're allowed to drive 11 hours, and then we have to be off for 10 hours. And it's just, we have 14 hours of service we can be on. These guys aren't held to anything like that. Our trucks have to be, I mean, completely trustworthy, lights, brakes, everything. And it's like a double, you know, I might as well go to, I'll tell you what, let's just all go to Mexico and get our CDL.
Well, and let me ask you, Jerry, is this a plan to cripple our trucking industry? I mean, if our trucks in this country stop rolling, this country stops. And is this a plan to try to squeeze them out?
Well, I'm sure the Obama administration would deny that. The Obama administration would say that there are, Mexico's retaliated when Congress took the money away from the Bush administration's Mexican truck demonstration project. And Mexico put tariffs on U.S. goods that block about $2 billion worth of trade a year. Of course, right now, Mexico estimates that there's about $1 billion a day going across the border between the United States and Mexico and goods mostly headed towards the United States. But the reality, George, is that this inevitably is going to diminish the earnings opportunity of U.S. truck drivers. And that's why the Teamsters Union, groups like OIDA, the Owner Operators Independent Drivers Association, are so upset with gasoline prices going up. And I think the Obama administration has no plan to control gasoline prices. I'm predicting in my Red Alert newsletter, we could see gasoline at $5 a gallon this year. And there's no reason diesel costs more anywhere in the United States than gasoline.
Well, and if you're a cartel member, you give a truck driver in Mexico a couple grand and just say, hey, just take this package across the border for us, would you?
Right. And once you allow Mexican trucks to compete with U.S. truckers on hauling loads between U.S. locations, and this may not start out that way, the Obama administration opening up the roads to Mexican trucks, but it's meant to be incremental. So you project out 3 or 4 years when thousands of Mexican rigs are allowed to operate in U.S. roads freely. Certainly they're going to be competing for U.S. loads between U.S. destinations, and that's inevitably going to cut the earnings opportunity of U.S. truck drivers at a time when it's likely gasoline and diesel fuel is still going to cost more than ever.
Again, a push for this North American alliance. Peter, truck driving in Arkansas. Go ahead, Peter.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. I'm an old timer. I've been driving these rigs for a long time. Did try to retire for a few years. So I'm working now for less money than I made back in the 70s. I mean, dollar wise, not counting inflation.
Right.
I think that if we allow these Mexican trucks in, and you wouldn't believe some of the experience I've had with these guys. But anyway, if we allow them in, I think there's enough of us old timers out here can get some of the young bucks fired up. I think you're going to have a strike on your hands. I think there'll be a national, international shutdown, because I think Canadians will join us on this one. And we'll just shut it down. And we'll just block the borders in every state. And there won't be any trucks. There won't be any goods moving. You know, the last time we did this was way back. But it could happen. It's very real. It could happen, you know. And I mean, you know, I for one am tired of working my tail off and just watching myself get further and further behind. This used to be an honorable profession where we got paid righteously for what we did. And we always have worked hard, all of us, you know.
Oh, cool.
It's
yeah.
Not easy. So you let those guys come in here. I had a Mexican guy one time backed up to a dock down in Fort Worth. I had to help him release his trailer brakes. He did not even know how to release his trailer brakes, let alone how to adjust the fifth wheel. I mean, this is the caliber of trucks and drivers they're going to send in here. So you can understand why we would be upset. It's not just the wages. It's the safety of our families as well.
Of course. And can you imagine if they are driving in the Northeast during a blizzard?
Oh. those guys don't even know what a blizzard is, you know? Oh, man. It's bad enough out here with all the newbies we've got. A lot of these companies aren't too careful. I mean, I respect every driver out here. Anybody with guts enough to come out and do this, you got to admire them, especially if they've never done it before, because this is tough business.
Oh, it sure is, Peter.
Start to finish.
And I've got to tell you, every time I go home and I see trucks on the road, they're all over the place. There aren't more trucks on the road when I leave than regular cars. And I know most of them are listening to Coast, Jerry. I mean, this is the big issue, and that's the first time I heard of the possibility that, you know, truckers would block them from coming through. That's fascinating.
It's the first time I've heard that, too, and it's a very interesting possibility. Also, I want to emphasize that truckers and others listening should call Congress. Congress needs to hold hearings on what the Obama administration wants to do to open up the borders to Mexican trucks. Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon, a Democrat, has been very much a friend and supporter of the trucking industry in the United States. He's called for hearings. Of course, now the Republicans control the committees. We've got to make sure that in both the House and Senate, the transportation committees hold hearings on the Obama administration's plans to open up within 6 months. The Mexican border to allow Mexican trucks to come into the United States and operate freely in the United States, not just 20 miles, but anywhere in the United States those Mexican trucks want to go.
Okay, next up we go to Dennis, truck driving in New Mexico. Go ahead, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good evening. Good morning, I guess.
Sure.
I think this is a personal opinion, some of it, but it's observations, too. That this is an intentional hit against the trucking industry. You talk about the freight. There's not a lot of the freight right now is really diminished. I don't care how good the stock market is and how good the Obama administration says our economy is, it's not. And that's just when you go out to California and LA and see a warehouse district that 3 years ago, 4 years ago was 100% occupied. And now when you go out there, that same district might be 20% occupied. You know, that says a lot.
Oh, sure does. Absolutely. There's your barometer right there.
But the other factor is this CSA 2010 being implemented now. Is my understanding, and this may be rumor or whatever, and Jerry might be able to do some homework into it. The CSA 2010 pretty much was implemented and financed the railroads. The railroads would dearly love to have all the cross-country make trucks a regional type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the FMC is currently working on changing our hours of service, lowering it down to 10 hours a day of driving and a 13-hour work window as opposed to what it currently is 11 and 14.
What is this CSA 2010, Jerry?
Well, it's a new program. It's what it is Comprehensive Safety Analysis 2010, and it's the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. It's a new safety program that the FMCSA says is designed to improve large truck and bus safety, and it puts a whole number of new requirements on drivers and rigs, limiting again what redefining unsafe driving, hours of fatigue, driver fitness, again a lot of new requirements that long haul drivers have to meet. And again, I'm very doubtful that the Mexican drivers are going to be able to comply with the rigor of these new CSA 2010 safety standards. But again, and the comment that the railroads are possibly behind these new standards, the railroads and the truckers compete for hauling freight. And the comments about the hauling of freight being down in this economy is correct. Go out to Long Beach or L.A. and look at the reduced traffic coming in terms of even containers. We're in the middle of probably the deepest recession since the 1930s. And when the Obama administration is going to introduce new competition from Mexico into the U.S. trucking industry, I think it's really a serious issue that the unions and that the truck industry needs to react to and get Congress's attention before the Department of Transportation simply implements these new procedures and begins a pilot test, and nobody hardly knew about it.
Well, look, the way we've been bowing down to China, and it was indicative with the visit of its leader, it will show you, Jerry, that this world is going toward this kind of relationship.
Well, and also, George, I've been writing for years, the Like Great USA, America for Sale. I've been for years covering this trucking issue, attending hearings in Washington, working with the Department of Transportation, now beginning to work with the Obama administration. And there's a determination. And, you know, Barack Obama said he was going to oppose NAFTA when he campaigned. He said he was going to come in and support U.S. workers. And the reality is Barack Obama maybe doesn't have the Security and Prosperity Partnership declared, but the effort to open up U.S. truckers, Mexican drivers into U.S. roads is, again, merging the two countries together economically below the radar screen. And instead of bringing this program out with fanfare and going to Congress and getting new approval, remember, in 2009, Barack Obama signed the order that took the funding away from the Department of Transportation for the Bush Mexican truck demonstration project, and now President Obama wants to reinsert that program, maybe even not having to go to Congress or in a minor way for a little bit of funding, all under the radar screen.
All right, let's go to Alan, truck driving in Ohio. Let's squeeze you in here. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this a while. I've been doing this for a few years, and my biggest concern is we're dealing with all these other trucking companies that are starting, all these other countries starting trucking companies here in the U.S. I mean, we're dealing with the United States Postal Service. The Muslims have a grasp and a hold on it. You know, I used to do a southern route down there around Mexico in my own truck when I was an owner-operator, and I had to worry about the Mexicans coming across the border in their trucks and stealing my diesel fuel.
Jeez.
And it's not good. I mean, they're cutting our rates now. You look at a lot of these companies that are based out of California, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and these are companies that are owned by Mexico. They're Mexican companies, and they're coming over here. They're cutting our rates. Not to mention, you know, the big safety thing is, you know, imagine somebody stealing your fuel while you're sleeping, and they're not safe. They'll pile four or five guys into a truck, and they'll truck from one side of this country to the other.
That's a good point. We're almost out of time here, Jerry. It's obvious that we need to know more and more about this. Just listening to these many truck drivers from all walks of life around this country shows you, Jerry, that something very serious is afoot here.
Yes, and George, I want to commend you again and Coast to Coast AM for taking this time and bringing this issue to the attention of the trucking industry and the American public, because many people supported Barack Obama on the assumption he was going to support the U.S. workers, and here again is an indication where in the interest of globalism, we're opening up U.S. roads to Mexican truck drivers just as determinedly as Barack Obama, as George Bush did in his administration.
Jerry's website, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. You can track his stories as well on WorldNet Daily. It's happening out there. It's real. I'll be back in a moment. Are you preparing for the landings? Get ready.